If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56steve.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, for the scams and spams to watch out for. Good morning, Steve. We're hearing today about Airbnb and fake listings being a major problem. What do you know about this, and what have you heard about this?
Well, it happens quite often, not only to them, but other organizations similar to them, where they have these fake listings. But obviously, Airbnb said they're going to remove many listings from their site because of they caught them as fake, and they're going to try to do a better job of catching them. But it's important for consumers to remember, Bob, on this, that there's always fraudsters on many different websites. So there's never a website that's free of scammers in some way. So the key to this one, though, is they try to get you off Airbnb to a different platform, or they want to talk to you on the side, or can you wire them money and things of that nature. So that's kind of the tip-off to the rip-off, Bob, is that there are fake listings out there, and you just got to be careful. And anybody tries to steer you off that listing service itself, that's the sign that you could be dealing with a scammer.
Airbnb says they've removed almost 60,000 fake listings and prevented another 157,000 from joining the platform. So it's pretty widespread, isn't it?
It is very widespread. Consumers don't think about that because there's legitimate organizations. But as I mentioned earlier, any site can have a scammer on there. And it's best to read the go to those websites you're dealing with and look. And they usually have some type of educational material on scams. I know Airbnb does, mm-hmm. as well as what to watch out for. Mm-hmm. So it's important to go to those sites and make sure that you're dealing with them directly and don't go off site with them.
What's going on with these tax credit scams that we're hearing about?
Well, if you own a business or manage a business, I'm sure you received an email from a marketing company about the employee retention credit processing that you are due money from the government because of the pandemic, and it's easily money, and it's about thousands of dollars for every employee that you have. But unfortunately, IRS put a hold on it because they received a surge in questionable claims and concerns from tax professionals on this thing. So if you are a business owner, if you did file this, make sure you talk to your accountant about what you did and making certain that everything is on the up and up, because the IRS is looking closely at these claims. And these marketing agencies are very aggressive in their advertising about this free money for businesses. I think it was $26,000 per employee, and it's guaranteeing you it. And as you know, Bob, nobody can guarantee you money without doing the research and the homework on this. So if you filed, be careful and talk to your accountant, make sure on that. And there's a moratorium now by the IRS.
Are you getting a lot of reports still about employment scams that are targeting college students?
It does happen quite often, Bob, especially when the school year starts like it has. They get the freshmen away from school and college for the first time, and the scammers always try to take advantage of the situation. So you may receive an email which looks like it's coming from your school email address and encouraging you to apply for a job. However, it may not be coming from your school placement office or student services. It can be coming from a scammer, and it could be anything from pet sittings to mystery shopping, which sounds perfect for college students. But unfortunately, the scammer is just trying to extract information from you to steal their identity. There are no jobs, and they just want to ask the same questions that they need, from banking to credit information, your social security number, to steal your identity. So when you do get an email and it looks like it's coming from the school, you got to be very careful. It may not be coming to school. Look at it a little bit closer.
I get so many texts, and I think everybody does, and emails purporting to be notices of delivery or a message from your cable company. And I always think, it's very, very hard to determine whether this is true or not. And then I think of older folks and how they fall for these things. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, Bob, exactly, and that's why these scammers do this. It's the phishing emails. It's really an epidemic itself. It's getting to a point, Bob, where the Better Business Bureau suggests you not click on any links that are sent to you in an email without some type of verification. What I mean by that is calling the company itself. If you think it's from your bank, call the bank or go to the bank's website directly. Don't click on those links, because not only could they go to bad, nefarious websites, Bob, they can put spam and malware on your computer and take control of it. And they're really getting good at it. They can hold it hostage and for ransomware. And if you don't think it works, and there was a police station about 5-6 years ago in the south suburbs that had to pay that ransomware to get their files back because somebody clicked on a link. And phishing links are dangerous. And, you know, there's a lot of reports that what happened out in Vegas recently, you know, with that resort. And it was just because of a email phishing that came in through something like that. Mm-hmm. So you got to be very careful on clicking on links, because you never know where it's going, Bob, and it could be coming from a scammer.
And you got to warn mom and dad. And finally, not every business is trying to fleece you. Talk about the Better Business Bureau Torch Award.
You're right, Bob. We always talk about the bad businesses, but there's many great businesses in Chicago, Northern Illinois, and all over North America. But the BB has our Torch Award, which is in our 27th year, and it's really our most distinguished business recognition award for companies who do it right. We want to shine a spotlight on them. So if you know a company that does it right and wants to give them the Better Business Bureau Torch Awards, please send them to our website, bbb.org/Chicago Buzz. It has all the information out there. We all know good businesses, Bob, and we want to shine a spotlight on those, the companies that really demonstrate the highest ethical standards toward customers, employees, and their communities, which is so important.
Yes, it is. Steve Burness, thank you, sir.
It's my pleasure. Have a great day.